It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. This spring in Montana, and all across North America, female brown-headed cowbirds will wait in the pre-dawn light for a songbird nest to be left unattended. In those minutes of opportunity, the cowbird will swoop down and lay an egg in the nest of the unsuspecting mother. Cowbirds are obligate brood parasites. They lay their eggs and leave them to be hatched and reared by foster parents, completely shirking the labor-intensive duties of nest building, egg incubation, and raising young. They pawn the work off onto another species. Over 1 year, a female may lay upwards of 40 eggs in the nests of other species. The most common nests that they sneak their eggs into include those of the yellow warbler, song sparrow, and red-winged blackbird. The cowbird chicks also help to take full advantage of this system. The cowbird hatchlings grow more quickly and beg more loudly than the songbird chicks in the nest with them. Often, they become larger than their host parents. The nestlings can drain the foster parents' energy, while the cowbird parents have no fussy babies and no late nights. A pretty neat trick. Brood parasitism creates an interesting problem, though. Most animals learn their species type by observing those physically closest to them in the first days of life. However, when the cowbird chicks first hatch, they see, hear, and smell a songbird. It is a songbird that brings them food, and they grow along with a nest full of baby songbirds. Everything in a cowbird chick's surroundings would lead them to believe that they also are songbirds. Yet despite this confusing foster care system, the cowbird chicks do not lose sight of their genetic heritage. The chicks leave the nest after a month and quickly begin to associate with other cowbirds. The cowbird chicks must somehow learn their true identity despite all the misleading information. How is it that they know they are cowbirds and not songbirds? It certainly results from a combination of factors, including genetics and learning, but one very interesting key to species identity in cowbird chicks is a password system that allows some level of communication between the chicks in the nest and the cowbirds in the surrounding area. In addition to normal calls, adult cowbirds make special vocalizations termed chatter. Chatter is only used and understood by cowbirds. It is essentially a secret language. Nestling cowbirds have selective hearing for this chatter. When they hear it, they raise their heads, open their eyes, and look for the source of the sound. This genetically endowed selective hearing for chatter enables an auditory connection between the nestling and their future flock, which may play a large part in resolving the chick's early identity crisis. For cowbirds, it is an easy transition from the nest to the real world. Juveniles recognize adult cowbirds immediately after leaving the nest and begin to associate with them, completely neglecting the adults of their foster species. Chatter plays an important part in this phase of development also. It is a unique way for the cowbirds to identify one another and remains consistent between the nestling phase and the juvenile phase. The adolescent cowbirds have a steep learning curve, and they quickly learn the necessary real-world cowbird social behaviors, calls, feeding strategies, mating signals, and stealthy egg-laying practices. They make no mistake about which species they are to mate with come springtime, and they are quick to carry on the egg-dumping tradition. Brown-headed cowbirds have an underhanded system for raising their young, and a fascinating way to influence them while they are still in another's nest. Depending on the perspective, cowbirds may have an intriguing system, or they may simply be ungrateful avian foster children. I am Sarah Ondove for Field Notes, brought to you by the Animal Behavior class at the University of Montana and the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit us online at www.thenaturecenter.org.